That's Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Music Conference in Oakland, California. We have a great pleasure sitting down with a young singer-songwriter that I've been hearing a lot of great buzz about here at the conference, David Lunning. Thank you so much for sitting and talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Is this your first conference?
I went to the Folk Alliance in Kansas City, but okay. This is the first Far West.
Okay. Here,
even though I'm from California, but...
You went to KC and...
Yeah, I went to the Far One and then...
Yeah. Great. Well, it's great to... Are you going to go to Folk Alliance this year, too, or...?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Have you tried for any showcases or anything, or are you doing that?
Yeah. I applied for them, and fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Great. So you said you're from California. What part?
Yeah, I'm from Sonoma County, and which is like an hour north of San Francisco, and more specifically, I live in Sebastopol. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to say that I'm from Forestville, because it's 20 minutes away, and that's kind of like where I grew up. So,
How did you decide to do this style of music?
Well, I was studying at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and at the time, I was not even interested in Americana music or folk music or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got really affected by how cold Boston is. I had no idea, you know. I mean, they
a lot of snow too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I remember one time I like walked my friend to the bus station in a complete blizzard, and it was anyway. So I was kind of I was having a hard time out there, and then a couple of friends invited me over to their apartment building, and they're like, hey, you know, we'll just like share some songs, and we'll, you know, drink some beers and hang out. And that's where I first heard like John Prine and Old Crow Medicine Show and Guy Clark and all these amazing artists. And then it just clicked. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I need to do that.
Uh-huh.
And then, so then I called up my parents and I said, hey, I want to leave school. And they're like, no. No, you should probably stay in school, finish your degree, and then, you know, it'd be good. And so then I wrote a song kind of summarizing how I felt in Boston and played it for them for winter break. And they were like, okay, sure. Yeah, you can come back. And so I've been doing it ever since. And, that was like, what, 7 years ago. And
wow.
Yeah. Been doing
so you
it
come
since.
From a musical family? I mean...
My dad was my dad's musical. My mom is kind of musical. My dad was a lead singer of a Bon Jovi cover band.
Cool.
Yeah, he was really good. I have his like demo tape. It's so awesome.
But, so which role did he play in the cover band? Was he?
He was a lead singer.
He was John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Not Richie Sambora, but yeah. Cool. You were saying that your first exposure to the classic folk music was from college. What were you listening to before that time?
Oh my gosh, really weird, like prog rock, like really bizarre, like rock and roll stuff. And that's actually what I wanted to do. And I was actually also making like electronic music at the time. It was just completely different thing. And then all of a sudden, when I found like Americana music and
does any of that ever creep into your style now, or?
No. It was kind of like when I discovered it, I was like, "Oh my God, that's it. That's what I want to do." So,
you found your calling.
Yeah.
So tell me about your new CD and where people can find it.
Yeah. My first record is just Drop On By, and that came out a couple of years ago, and then I'm working on a new record which will be out in February. Believe February, yeah, and it's a lot more like a cohesive like rock record, essentially. I mean, folky rock. It's always really hard to describe an album like
right,
that, but
right, yeah.
I'm really excited
to
for
categorize
it.
Categorize yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So is most of your stuff personal, or do you kind of write like social songs? What do you?
Yeah, use? it's all. It's personal. It comes from, like, my life or I guess it's just like whatever I'm inspired to write about, I do write a lot. Most of it, I would say 95% of it is personal. So
yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So where can people find your music? And
on davidlunning.com. It's L-U-N-I-N-G. It's only got one N, which is spelled wrong for how it's said. But and then also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and all
iTunes,
the social media
and Amazon
stuff.
And
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, all awesome. Those things. Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Thanks, David, for sitting down and talking to us. David Lunning, everybody, up and coming singer songwriter. You're going to hear a lot from coming in the next few months and years. Thanks
right
a lot.
Well, thanks.
This is Kathy Forster reporting from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.